Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Set for Life: An All-Out Approach to Early Financial Freedom by Scott Trench is a practical personal finance book focused on helping young professionals build wealth early enough to gain meaningful control over work and lifestyle choices. Trench, associated with Bigger Pockets and Real Estate Investing, writes for readers who may have ordinary salaries, debt, and limited investing experience, but are willing to make deliberate trade-offs. The book combines financial independence principles with concrete guidance on saving, expense reduction, career advancement, investing, and housing decisions. Its central purpose is not simply retirement planning in the conventional sense, but the creation of financial runway, enough liquidity, assets, and reduced obligations to make better choices long before traditional retirement age. Compared with general budgeting books, it emphasizes speed, intensity, and sequence. Trench argues that early decisions about housing, transportation, income growth, and investment vehicles can compound into lasting freedom if handled with discipline and strategic risk management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Building a financial runway through high savings and low fixed costs. A central idea in Set for Life is that early financial freedom begins with creating a large gap between income and expenses. Trench does not treat saving as a minor habit or a residual activity after consumption. He presents it as the first engine of wealth, especially for people who have not yet accumulated significant assets. The reasoning is straightforward: before investments can compound meaningfully, a person needs capital, liquidity, and room to make decisions without being controlled by every paycheck. This is why the book gives strong attention to fixed costs such as rent, transportation, food routines, subscriptions, and lifestyle commitments. Reducing these expenses has a larger structural effect than occasional small economies because it changes the monthly cash flow base. The book also links savings to psychological flexibility. A person with several months or years of expenses accumulated can change jobs, negotiate from a stronger position, move for opportunity, or take calculated investment risks. This makes saving both a mathematical and strategic tool. Secondly, using lifestyle design as a wealth-building mechanism rather than simple frugality. Trench distinguishes between ordinary frugality and a more deliberate redesign of life around wealth creation. The book is not mainly about denying small pleasures. It is about choosing a living arrangement, transportation pattern, and social environment that make financial progress much easier. Housing is especially important because it is often the largest expense for young adults. Living with roommates, renting modestly, moving near work, or choosing a lower-cost area can produce savings that small budgeting tricks cannot match. Transportation receives similar treatment because car payments, insurance, maintenance, and commuting costs can silently absorb income. The practical logic is that a person who controls major lifestyle costs can save aggressively without relying on constant willpower. This approach also carries a social implication: financial independence may require choices that look unconventional compared with peers. Trench frames these trade-offs as temporary but powerful. By accepting a less consumption-driven lifestyle early, readers can build assets faster and later purchase more autonomy over time, location, and work. Thirdly, growing income through career moves, skills, and opportunity selection. While Set for Life is often associated with aggressive saving, it also treats income growth as a necessary part of the path. Trench recognizes that expense reduction has limits. Once the largest costs are optimized, further progress often depends on earning more. The book encourages readers to think about employment as an asset-building platform rather than just a source of wages. This includes seeking roles with higher earning potential, building marketable skills, learning sales or business fundamentals, and taking positions that create access to better networks and opportunities. The argument is practical rather than abstract. A higher income, when paired with controlled expenses, accelerates the accumulation of investable capital far more than either factor alone. Trench also emphasizes flexibility and calculated risk. Someone with a financial runway can leave a poor job, pursue a better market, negotiate more confidently, or experiment with side income. In this framework, career development is not separate from investing. It is one of the earliest and highest return investments available to a young professional. Fourthly, real estate as a practical path to accelerated asset accumulation. Given Trench's background with Bigger Pockets, real estate plays a prominent role in the book. The emphasis is not on speculative flipping or complex deal structures for beginners, but on using housing decisions to improve financial outcomes. One widely associated strategy is house hacking, where an owner reduces or offsets housing costs by renting part of a property. This connects the book's earlier focus on fixed costs with its later investment philosophy. The same category that normally drains cash can become a wealth-building tool if structured carefully, though these benefits depend on market conditions and competent management. The book is also realistic enough to imply that real estate requires work, risk assessment, and operational responsibility. It is not purely passive. Compared with books that focus only on index funds, Set for Life stands out by integrating primary residence decisions, rental income logic, and early financial independence into one practical sequence. Lastly, sequencing financial independence through milestones and risk control. Set for Life is organized around the idea that financial freedom develops in stages rather than through one sudden breakthrough. Early milestones such as emergency savings, debt reduction, and a growing net worth create the base for later investing and career flexibility. This sequencing matters because financial strategies that are sensible for someone with substantial liquidity may be dangerous for someone living paycheck to paycheck. Trench's approach, therefore, places risk control before aggressive expansion. Paying down harmful debt, keeping cash reserves, and understanding personal expenses are not conservative distractions, they are prerequisites for taking better risks later. The book also encourages readers to track progress, set concrete goals, and make decisions based on numbers rather than vague aspirations. This staged framework makes the advice more usable for readers at different starting points. Someone with debt can focus first on stability, while someone with savings can begin evaluating investments, housing moves, or career changes. The result is a process-oriented model of financial independence, rather than a single formula. In conclusion, Set for Life is best suited for young professionals, early career earners, and readers interested in financial independence who want a practical sequence rather than a broad philosophy. It will be most useful to people willing to make substantial choices about housing, transportation, career growth, savings rate, and investing. Readers looking only for passive budgeting tips may find its approach demanding, while readers interested in real estate or house hacking will find it especially relevant. The practical benefit of the book is that it connects everyday decisions with long-term financial optionality. It explains why controlling large expenses, increasing income, and accumulating liquid capital can change a person's negotiating power and investment choices. Intellectually, it is useful because it treats financial freedom as a system of constraints and trade-offs, not just a motivational goal. What makes it stand out from many personal finance books is its emphasis on speed and sequence for people still early in their careers. It combines FIRE concepts, career strategy, and real estate-oriented thinking in a way that is more operational than theoretical. Its strongest contribution is showing how major life choices, especially housing and income decisions, can accelerate wealth building before traditional investment compounding has had decades to work. If you would like to support Scott Trench, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.